see a lot of time with the ones. How has he done it? What's impressed you to help his ride?
Yeah, Brock has done a nice job. He has great attention to detail. He's very sound from a technique standpoint. He's smart. He plays fast. He does not make a lot of mistakes, and that's good to see. And so, I think it's arrow up with him. He's doing an outstanding job so far, and we'll see how it goes. We have competition there. There's nothing set in stone, so we'll just continue to monitor him and the rest of the guys, and we'll end up with a good group, I think.
Now, does that competition really increase for him when Chris Conning gets back on the mix?
Yeah, I mean, the more guys you add to the mix, the more competition there's going to be. And so we're looking forward to getting Chris back out there, getting Stelz back out there, and we'll roll those guys through, and it'll be a fluid situation all the way through training camp.
Well, this past month, what have you been able to learn with the linebacker group? Switching guys, different positions, getting a good view at Bostic and
Clown,
all different spots.
Yeah, well, those guys are versatile athletes, and we're training most of those guys to play multiple spots, and they've handled that well. And Shea's made the transition up to this point. He's done a nice job with that, and he looks like he's comfortable playing linebacker and in coverage and in rush. And it's just a versatile group with great competition, and they're very competitive. And we move them around quite a bit. And they know that on the front end.
What's the long-term value of having guys know multiple spots?
Yeah, well, when guys go down, you can just plug a guy in. And especially if you're going to be a three or maybe a four and a five linebacker or a six linebacker, and you're going to play special teams, you got to know multiple spots. You can't be a backup and only know one spot.
He just says Bostic in his second year, his comfort level of where he projects in your scheme right now.
Yeah, I think Bostic is a lot more comfortable in what we're asking him to do. He's a lot more consistent. He plays fast. He looks like he's having fun. I don't see a lot of frustration with him in terms of what he's been asked to do and why. He's getting lined up quickly, and he's making his calls, and he's playing fast. And so those are the things that really come with experience in the scheme and that type of thing. I think he likes the group that he's in. It's a good room. We have a really nice mix of veteran players and young players. And then we have good coaching. So I think it's a good environment for him to become the best he can be in there.
What's the biggest difference between what you're asking him to do now compared to last year?
Well, we're slowing his progressions down a little bit in terms of his run fits. And we're asking him to stay square a little bit longer and just mirror the ball and feel where needed and then fall back where needed. And so I think that's allowing him to just be more of a natural linebacker off the ball.
Obviously, you won't be able to get a sense of how good some of these guys are until the pads go on. But
exactly right.
The defensive line in which
sure.
Them and Jared.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all know that in order to have a great defense, it starts with the defensive line. And so there's been a lot of focus there. And, I mean, you mentioned Jared Allen. He's done a fantastic job so far. He's a real